Good afternoon. Muy buenas tardes. This is Vancouver Co-op Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM, www.cooperadio.org, live on the Internet. This is the Monday Brown Bagger, and I'm Alfred Weber. And today we have a very special guest, lawyer, writer and environmental scholar Andrew D. Bashago, whose discovery, which we'll describe in a moment, of life on Mars has been featured in this week's Modern Physics review. Andrew Bashago was, who's 47, was one of the whiz kids who served from 1969 to 1972 in DARPA's secret time-space exploration project Pegasus. This was as a young child. A past member of Mensa, he holds 5 degrees, including a BA in history from UCLA and a Master of Philosophy from the University of Cambridge. While at UCLA, Andy became a journalist and a protege of editor Norman Cousins of the Saturday Review, who once compared him to Robert Hutchins and nominated him to be the editor of the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists. He was inspired by a meeting with futurist Buckminster Fuller in 1981 to pursue a career in environmental policy. And after their meeting, Bucky Fuller wrote, incidentally, I've interacted with Bucky, and I can see how he would have said this, that Andy Bashago's integrity augurs well for humanity's continuance in the universe. Mr. Bashago has contributed to Los Angeles newspapers, national periodicals, and the Cousteau Society's journal Calypso Logs. He's also edited Alfred Weber's book, Exopolitics, Politics, Government, and Law in the Universe, as well as the Fatima Trilogy, a definitive history of the Fatima incident of 1917 that explores extraterrestrial aspects. And in 2008, he founded MARS, the Mars Anomaly Research Society, in 2008, after discovering evidence of life in a photograph of Mars beamed back to Earth by NASA's exploration rover Spirit. Well, after that introduction, Andy, welcome to Co-op Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Alfred. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
You know, the photograph that we're talking about is NASA's photograph, PIA-10214. And for those listeners who may have Internet access, we've made it available online at exopolitics.com, www.exopolitics.com, as well as a number of documents of your discovery. And that photograph is a panoramic, you've written, quote, is a panoramic montage of a series of snapshots of the Martian surface that were taken by NASA's Mars exploration rover Spirit in 2007 when Spirit was perched on the western edge of the Home Plate Plateau in the inner basin of the Columbia Hills range of the Gusev Crater on Mars. Now, I wondered if you, as a discoverer, could just unroll for us how it was that you took this photograph that had been online for a bit over a year and really went into it in a way that others had not.
Well, as you said, NASA photograph PIA-10214 has been on the Internet for a year, or it had been on the Internet for a year when I began to evaluate what was in it. It was posted by NASA on the World Wide Web in January of 2008. And at that time, there was much public speculation and some limited scientific scrutiny of the fact that over on the far left edge of the plateau, there was a small object jutting from the edge of the plateau that resembled a female human form. It was conjectured at the time that this might be a life form or a statue or other anomalous object, but this object, which I'm calling the being on the edge, just to give it a name that we can all refer to, was quickly dismissed as a natural rock formation, as essentially a natural burl or spar emanating from that part of the plateau. When I originally saw that image,